The Senate will now come to order, and leading us in prayer today is the Reverend Craig Petrick from the Madison Avenue Church of Christ. The page of the day is Jeanette Nygaard from Vermilion.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you today seeking your guidance and help in making decisions that will impact the lives of all those who live in this great state. As we come before you this day, we ask that you would look mercifully down upon us and bless us with your great wisdom while forgiving us of our faults and rebellious spirits. Help us to glorify you in all that we do and say, and with the decisions that will be made here today in your presence. We also ask you, Lord, that you would protect and watch over our nation as we continue to fight against the evil in the world. As you have been merciful to us, Lord, support us and guide us so that we will be merciful to those who battle against us while never forgetting that justice must be served. We bring these and many other concerns that are upon our hearts to you. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The secretary will call the roll.
Albers, Ava, Bogue, Rose, Brown, Dukratic, Dugard, DeHewitt, Dennett, Dietrich, Larry, Dietrich, Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Evers, Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleveland, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Steiger, Sutton, Simmons, Vitter, Valesky, Whiting. Quorum present, Madam President.
Approval of the journal.
Madam President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Arnold Brown, Chairman.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The journal is approved. Executive order.
Executive order 2002-01, certain rangeland firefighting functions, powers, and duties are transferred to the Secretary of Agriculture. Whereas Article 4, Section 8 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota provides that, quote, except as to elected constitutional officers, the governor may make such changes in the organization of offices, boards, commissions, agencies, and instrumentals, and in an allotment of their functions, powers, and duties as he considers necessary for efficient administration. If such changes affect existing law, they shall be set forth in executive orders, which shall be submitted to the legislature within 5 legislative days after it convenes, and shall become effective and shall have the force of the law, wherein 90 days after submission, unless disapproved by a resolution concurred in by a majority of all the members of either house, and whereas this executive order has been submitted to the 77th Legislative Assembly on the 5th legislative day, being the 14th day of January 2002, it is therefore by executive order directed that the executive branch of the state government be reorganized to comply with the following sections of this order. The text of the executive order will be found in today's journal.
And at this time, I would take a moment to ask the Senate to please welcome Jennifer Sales and her son, Zachary, visiting from Colorado. And Jennifer is the daughter of State Senator Arlene Ham. Please welcome them. And would you stand, please? Yes. Thank you. Enjoy South Dakota, Jennifer. Consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Timothy W. Bjorkman of McCook County, Bridgewater, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Are there any comments? Senator Bose.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. The nomination for confirmation that we have for Mr. Bjorkman is to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. That board consists of 6 people. Two appointed by the governor, two appointed by the attorney general, and two appointed by the Supreme Court. This is the nomination for the Supreme Court, and it is also a very important nomination, and hopefully we can confirm that you have an individual here who will be dealing with the futures of people who have made some unacceptable decisions prior to this time in their lives. And so therefore the enforcing of the policies of our correction system is also involved. Now, Mr. Bjorkman graduated from the University of South Dakota in 1982. I believe he is a native of Kimball, South Dakota, and he has been an attorney at Bridgewater for the past 17 years. He is being appointed to an unexpired term and then also to a four-year term, which will follow this particular session. He has served with the Chief Justice Gilbertson on a committee, the committee being the South Dakota Pattern Jury Instructions Committee, and Chief Justice Gilbertson spoke very highly of this individual. I hope that your unanimous support and we can get your vote for this confirmation so that we can show Mr. Bjorkman our appreciation for him going on to a board which is very, very important to the state of South Dakota.
Are there other comments? Hearing none, the question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Timothy Bjorkman pursuant to the executive message as found on page 27 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Aye. APA?
Aye.
Hogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuey? Dennard,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson, Putnam, Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Olson, Senator Olson,
aye.
Madam President, ayes 35.
The motion is received, the majority vote of the members elect, and the President declares the appointment confirmed.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Jerome B. Lammers of Lake County, Madison, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Are there any comments?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. I believe most of the members of this body probably know Jerry Lammers. He's practiced law in Madison for his working career for many, many years, and also served for a number of years in this state legislature, ascending to the role of Speaker of the House in the House of Representatives. I know Jerry will do a good job in his private practice in Madison. He's had occasion to work with the state's attorney, Wilson Kleibacker, has acted as state's attorney in Lake County. And so Jerry, I know, will be familiar with many of the situations that come before the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and I recommend you consent to his appointment.
Other comments? Hearing none, the question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Jerome Lammers pursuant to the executive message as found on page 26 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuey? Dennard, Dietrich Larry, Dietrich Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Everest, Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 35.
The question is received. An affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, the President declares the appointment confirmed. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 22 and 19, amended do pass, Senate Bill 20 and 42 do pass, and the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that it has under consideration the nomination of Judith E. Hines, Fred K. Eisenbrown, and Jerome K. Howell to be nominated to the South Dakota Crime Victims Compensation Commission and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointment. Fred C. Whiting, Chairman. Also, Madam President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 8 and 44 do pass and Senate Bill 7 and 43 amended do pass. Barbara Evers, Chairman. And also, Madam President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 9 and 12 do pass, Senate Bill 11 and 13 do pass, and place on the consent calendar and Senate Bill 10 amended do pass. Arlene Hamm, Chairman.
Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Evers moves the report of the Standing Committee on State Affairs on Senate Bill 18 is found on page 40 of the Senate Journal, and also State Affairs on Senate Bill 38 is found on page 40 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries.
Senator Evers moves the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the House and Senate as found on page 42 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging for a memorial service for the deceased former members of the House and the Senate. And also, Madam President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1012, which has passed the House, and your consideration is respectfully requested. Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That motion carries. Sorry. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 57, an act to allow school boards to initiate an election to change the size of the school board. And Senate Bill 58, an act to establish a nursing workforce center under the direction of the Board of Nursing and to provide funding through a fee assessed upon nursing license renewal.
President has made the following assignments. Senate Bill 57 was referred to education. Senate Bill 58 was read and referred to the Committee on Commerce. Announcements.
Madam President.
Senator Bitter.
May I address a personal senator too, Madam, in my announcement?
That's granted.
Senator Larry Dietrich. Senator? Senator, will you pay attention, please? We have a transportation meeting tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we want all our members to be present. Thank you.
Are there other announcements? Other announcements.
Madam Chairman.
Senator Dietrich.
And Senator Vitter included on this. There will not be an Ag Committee meeting tomorrow. And also have an additional announcement. We are having the basketball game again a week from Wednesday on the 23rd. If you have not signed up, please sign up down at the Secretary of State's office. We have lost to the House 2 years in a row, and we should not to make that 3 years, or we're going to fire our coach, Coach Olson. So anyway, maybe the coach ought to be recruiting out there. But we're eligible as senators, as interns, or if you find a lobbyist that might have some talent, have them sign up. Thank you.
Other announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Putnam.
The Appropriations Committee will be meeting at its normal time tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, green sheets, and at 8:30 we'll go into our committee meetings. Subcommittee 1 will be hearing green sheets, and the Attorney General, Sub 1 is hearing the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. The Sub 2, if you're interested, is hearing the Department of Legislative Audit, Tribal Relations, and the State Auditor. That will happen at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Any other announcements?
Madam President.
Yes, Senator Brown.
Personal privilege, please.
That's granted.
In our gallery over here, we have a representative, or a person that served in the House of Representatives, Dale Kringen.
Good. Welcome, Dale. And in the next section, we have Dr. David Bean, who headed the Human Services Center in Yankton for many, many years. Welcome back, Doctor. Good to have you here. Other announcements? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a quick announcement. Our subcommittee on the conflicts issue will be meeting right after session in room 423.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Other announcements? Other announcements? Hearing none, the President will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Senator Dietrich Larry moves the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.